serve as a warrior king and kick the Romans out, and they would have the life they wanted once again. They wanted, and sometimes we want, to live a life of peace and ease. We want to feel special in God's eyes, but don't let it come with too many caveats. No, not too many hassles, thank you very much. God, you just take care of me, I'll relax. Let's see, a drink on the beach at sunrise sounds fabulous. Please don't let me or my family suffer. Don't let anybody I know and love die. Oh, and by the way, make me rich and healthy and happy. And if we are not careful, we kind of lean into wanting to hog all the benefits of the empty tomb without sharing them with the rest of creation. Easter does not change life just for you and me. Not just for the groups that we participate in. Easter changes everything for everybody. We worship on Sunday mornings because it's a weekly anniversary of Easter. We changed our pattern of worship. We changed the way we count time before and after. The calendar has shifted because of Easter, because of Jesus. This week, we are forced to ask ourselves, what good is Easter if children still drowned at our beach? What good is Easter if children who should be learning and playing are bombed and gassed? What does Easter really change? We want God to come in and use God's power. You know, those people over there that are doing stuff we don't like? If God did what I wanted, everybody would have to use their turn signals and actually come to a complete stop. They might actually have to go slow in the right lane instead of the left lane on the interstate. But there are some parts of my prayer life that God does not answer. I didn't say I was deep all the time. I'm lucky when I'm deep part of the time. God responds to us when we say, God, use your power to do this to them and this to us. And God says, on the cross and from the tomb, my power is my love. Use my love. When you ask for God's power to be exerted in the world, God says, coming right back at you. Now you do something loving. God showed up. And in response to Easter, we are called to show up. Often we come to this Easter story and we catch a few of the phrases, but we miss one of the phrases that essentially says, that Jesus essentially says, I will see you at home, and I'll see you at work, and I'll see you in your daily life. In Matthew, the verse reads, he has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. How does Galilee fit in the story of Jesus? That's where Jesus did all of his life. That's where he lived and worked and played and grew up, where he ate, where he worshiped. Galilee was home. So Jesus says to his followers, I'll see you at home in your daily life. So when we feed the hungry, we see Jesus. When we care for the brokenhearted in our daily life, we see Jesus. When we take in somebody who has been outcast, then the power of God's love, the power of the resurrection, changes things. Our lives, because of Easter, change and put light in places where there is darkness. We put life in places where there is death. I truly believe that this day of resurrection changes everything. We see God more clearly. It's lovely that a man on a cross said, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing." But today, because that guy didn't stay dead, it means that guy on the cross is actually God said to God, "Father, forgive them." It's not just some guy on a cross anymore. It's not some guy who was in a manger. It's not some magician showing off and entertaining the crowd. It was God who said, "Follow me." It's God who healed the sick, fed the hungry. It was God who was on the cross. And God said, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." God said, "Love yourself, love your neighbor." And God said, "Love your enemy." God said, "Go make disciples." God was on the cross. God sacrificed God's self. God suffered and died so that God could show us who God really is. The one who loves you, the one who loves me. My hope is that over the past few weeks of Lent and over this past Holy Week and over the past few days, you have been able to hold on to the cross strongly enough, deeply enough, that the cross changes you too. Hold on to it long enough for it to change you and to be transformed. And that way, you become an Easter person too, a resurrected life revealing God's love. God has been revealed. This is what God looks like, a crucified God. If I was making up God, I would not have put crucifixion in God's plan. And people looked for the body and kept looking. But God was on the cross, and God is no longer in the tomb. The cross is empty and used, and the tomb is empty and used. God was on the cross, hate and fear lost. Religion by law, by following the rules, lost. Grace wins. God's promises, God's dreams for all of us are fulfilled on this day, on Easter. We want fairness, we human beings. And instead, God gives us grace. Sometimes we want vengeance and violence, but love and forgiveness wins. Sometimes we want anger. Sometimes we lean into fear. Sometimes we harbor resentment, but tender mercy and loving kindness wins. Christmas and Good Friday and Easter reveal a God that we don't want. Mercy for losers, love for the unlovable. Jesus turns the world upside down and sends us out to offer love and hope and joy and peace and justice. If today you claim Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, your Master, your King of Kings and Lord of Lords, then today changes everything because it was God on the cross and God is off the cross. God was in the tomb and God is out of the tomb. What God requires of us is that we live like Easter people, that we live a crucified and risen life, that we live a life of love without fear, that we live a life of obedience, trusting God, that we live a life of hope, not wishful hope, but expecting hope. Today changes everything. God wins, love wins, grace wins, forgiveness wins. Jesus is God in the flesh, and God is alive. The risen Christ is calling us to meet him in our todays and our tomorrows, in the place of ongoing mission of crossing the boundaries that separate people from each other. The risen Christ goes ahead of us to meet us in Galilee, our place of ministry, our place of work. It was his place of teaching, his place of healing. This is where Jesus connected to the untouchables, the lepers, the tax collectors, the Gentiles, the prostitutes, the poor, and the hungry. And Jesus says, go there and you will see me. Jesus meets us in ministry, in our real lives, in our eating, in our working, in our shopping. God calls us all into ministry to love God, to love others, and serve the world. I found this video that I thought made a great point. Where did those tissues go that we had in the first? Oh, good. Sorry, I get tissues. We're going to show this video. It was from a Steve Harvey show on his birthday. I don't know. Has anybody seen this? About three or four. You were in the first. No, you weren't in the first service, but you've seen it. All right. We're going to show this video, and then I'll make the point. Ready when you are.
This one is a surprise. Okay. I said no surprises. Sorry. That's what you're saying to me, Alex. Sorry. Okay, this is a surprise, calling in
Watch this
via
face.
Satellite from Orlando. Let's see who it is.
Hi, Steve. This is Rich Liss from Orlando, Florida, and I called you to wish you a happy birthday and ask you one question. Do you still love me, baby? I'm waiting for my answer, buddy.
Hey, man. I love you, man.
I love you too, man. Yeah. You want to say hi to your girlfriend?
Who, Becky there?
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Say hi.
Hey, Becky.
Hi, Steve.
Jesus.
We love you, buddy.
These people.
And we wish you the best happy birthday.
I was 26 years old, man. I was struggling. Mm-hmm. I didn't have nothing. And these people owned the furniture store in Cleveland. They took me in and gave me my first contract with my little carpet cleaning company. When I became a comedian at 27, I didn't have money to travel. They gave me a account at their travel agency. And man, I ran up a bill like $11,000 just trying to travel and make it. Them people right there. You know, man, they helped me out. Hey man, I got money now, Rich.
You got money?
Matter of fact, hey, Rich, I'm going to send a plane to pick up you and Becky. I'm going to fly y'all to Chicago for the show. I've been looking for you for years, man. Yeah.
You found me, baby. All right.
Have a great birthday, Steve.
Have a great birthday.
Thank you. I want to say, hey, man.
What?
You bailed me, man. I never forgot it. Thank you, man.
Okay. We love you.
We love you, Steve.
I love y'all too, man. All right, I didn't need
you. Right, bye-bye. Bye.
He is a man who's rarely at a loss for words. If you've seen him do Family Feud, he can make up stuff when some family member says something odd. He just, no problem whatsoever. And this one brought him to his knees. And I want you to consider the fact that he's been rich for a little while. And this family did not seek him out and ask for any kind of repayment. They just offered out of what they had to a person who had need. And God showed up. It may be for you that you are just the right puzzle piece at just the right time to do just the right thing to fill in a need that nobody else can do, and you have just the right resources. And God puts that puzzle piece in just the right place. When you stand beside someone who is battling addiction, when you patiently sit with somebody who is battling cancer, there are things that you are doing that only God understands. God wants you to show God's love. We can't sit here and say, why did this kind of thing happen? Our response is, God is here. God has a plan. How do I make myself available to show God's love? You want to change the world? Jesus did his part. It's time for us to do our part. We have got to become Easter people, where Easter changes us. Be on the lookout for people who are in need, who can use just a little encouragement. Sometimes it's the person in front of you in the grocery store line, and sometimes it's that poor cashier who needs a little encouragement. God is off the cross. But we must not forget the cross, since it puts the merry in Christmas and the good in Friday and the joy in happy Easter. I think we see God showing up every time a mother sacrifices something about her dream, or a father goes without food so his children can eat, or puts aside themselves. We get to see a reflection of Jesus on the cross, who put aside himself for us. We see God when we fight for justice, when we pick up bread or cook for the community hot meals. We see God when we drop everything and care for a friend or a family, when we mentor a child, when we give a scholarship or for somebody to go to school, when we stand between a mother and her abuser, when we stand alongside persons struggling with addiction, when we sit patiently with those in an often long battle with illness or cancer. Where are you showing that you are part of the body of Christ? How are you living as a person changed by Easter? At the moment of crucifixion in a number of the gospel stories, it talks about the fact that the Holy of Holies temple curtain is torn. Do you remember that? A few of you, anybody? This is yes, this is no? All right, so here's the way it worked. When the people of Israel came out of Egypt, they went up, Moses went on the mountain, he got the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments went in the box, the Ark of the Covenant. And they carried around the Ark of the Covenant to show that they had God with them. God was in a box. And then when they finally got to the point where they were in the Promised Land and they could settle down, they put God in a bigger box. Inside the temple, inside the courtyard is the Holy of Holies, and it's a really big box. And only one person on the Day of Atonement got to ever go inside the box, and there was this big temple curtain. And the point of the story in the crucifixion story is that that temple curtain that separates God from humanity is torn in two, and it does no longer separates us from God. That God has escaped the box. That God is on the loose. You are the place where God shows up on the loose. When you do simple acts of kindness, when you feed somebody who's desperate, what will you do? Are you changed by Easter, or is this just another Sunday? Let us pray. Oh, gracious God, inspire us, encourage us, and send us out to be your body, to be the light of the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.